What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX. Amy Marks, Cora's Chris Ranji. We go to the guest line today, and we bring in contributor to New York Magazine and MLB.com, an author who's got an upcoming book, Lloyd McNeil's Last Ride. Will Leach is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Will?
Very well. Good to chat with you all. I have to say, I wasn't expecting to be talking after many nine-game win streaks this year, but I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm going to enjoy every bit of this, certainly, with what the Cardinals are doing right now.
It's funny you said that, because I was going to credit you for the nine-game win streak for predicting it before the season.
It's worth noting that I have been to Busch. Of course, I live in Georgia. I've been to Busch one time this year, and I was there at the Friday night game against the Mets, which was a miserable game, by the way, and it was also their last loss. So you're welcome for me getting the heck out of town to get them to start off on the streak.
Well, we appreciate you doing that, and we love to have you in town, but we appreciate the sacrifice. So what this nine-game win streak, I guess the question always is this really them, or are they closer to what they were earlier in the year, or somewhere in the middle?
You know, I think what I found most encouraging, even when they were losing, even when they kind of were their five games under, what, you know, it was hard to say because, you know, people have been kind of frustrated, and there's a lot of offseason tumult with the team. But I did find that even when they were five games under, there were a lot of things to be encouraged about this team. I think the offense was a lot better. The defense has been a lot better. Really, they were five games under because their bullpen had just kind of fallen apart. And that was, and of course, that'll happen, right? Great teams, better teams than the Cardinals have been felled by terrible bullpens before. That's really what's changed. And so the way the bullpen has improved over the stretch of this nine games, I mean, they've got one of the best bullpens in baseball after having one of the worst bullpens in baseball. To me, the thing I find encouraging about it is, I don't know if the bullpen's going to be this good all year. It probably won't be. But if your bullpen is stable, it allows your actual skills, the things you're good at, to come out. And I think that's what we've kind of seen. Cardinals really look like a pretty well-rounded team right now. Maybe not a great team, but certainly this, I don't think they're a team that's going to win nine games in a row often, but I also don't think they were a team that was justifiably five games under 500. I think they are a better than average team, and I think when you fix the bullpen problems, I will say, the personnel-wise, they've made some changes, but I actually feel like Oliver Marmol deserves some credit for the way he's been kind of creative with this bullpen. I think we've seen past Cardinal teams get very, like, locked into their bullpen roles. I think the way that he's managed this bullpen, I think, has been pretty smart, and I think has really helped out. That's what I kind of like about this. I don't know. Again, maybe this is the first of many nine-game win streaks this year. That seems unlikely, but certainly the reason this is happening is they fixed the largest problem, at least temporarily, and it's allowed the things that this team is actually good at and was good at before this winning streak to actually come out.
You know, we were talking about the disparate impact of a winning streak in the different leagues. The Blues went on their 12-game winning streak, which had a bigger impact in their place in the standings than it would in baseball, where you have so many more games. But so much of baseball is mental. So taking that into play, do you think a long winning streak like this does maybe heal some of the issues that a struggling team is dealing with mentally?
I mean, certainly, you know, if you look at someone the last couple of years who has maybe a talented player who's maybe not always felt like mentally in like the best spot, look at Nolan Arenado. Like, that's a guy last year, like his body language just really struggled last year, the worst year of his career. And his numbers are a little better this year, but more to the point, you just kind of watch him play, and there's a pep in his step, and you kind of see that. He talked about that, how he talked about that after the game the other day to Lynn Worthy from the Post-Dispatch about the idea that, like, it feels fun to be out here. It feels good to be out here, and obviously everything's better when you're winning. The food tastes better. The sun shines, it shines a little brighter. That certainly is the case, but I do think that, you know, what I think the Cardinals needed was, and we've seen this with a lot of young players the last couple of years, you know, if they struggle a little bit, it feels like the pressure gets on them and everything has been. And this is one of the reasons that John Mozeliak talked about the value of this year for a guy like Jordan Walker, who we can talk about if we want. Jordan Walker or Nolan Gorman or some of these young players, they need to not feel like they're going to get yanked the minute they kind of have the first slump. And that when you're a Cardinal, you're expected to win all the time. You're expected to win a championship every single year. That can be very difficult for young players. I think that's actually helped a lot to have a lot of rope for these guys, to give them the opportunity to kind of figure it out a little bit. And I think allows the kind of natural enthusiasm of youth, which the Cardinals have. To me, I mean, Victor Scott II is one of the best stories in baseball, right? Now, never minding just with the Cardinals, what he's doing. I've heard for years and years and years of Cardinal fans telling me, oh, man, you know, I really wish it were the 80s again. I used to love the way those teams played. I wish they played like that. Hey, check it out. That's exactly what you have in a guy like Victor Scott or Lars Nubar. Like, these are the guys that you've been waiting for. And so, for me, that is that the natural enthusiasm, you can see it on the field. You can see who in the world would not get more excited from a guy scoring from first on a single? Like, that's what baseball is in like its purest sense. And so I think you can see that. Again, I don't know if this win streak, sadly, will eventually end. I think it probably will. But certainly, the Cardinals are back in the game now. Like, listen, they're only one game out of first place, so one game out of the wild card. Whether this is a playoff team or not, what I think people really just needed to see, not just fans, but I think players, was a little proof of concept, the idea of the things that is there a plan? This team has an identity right now, and it feels like it hasn't the last couple of years. And so I think that's what's encouraging. I think we'll sustain the team for a while into the summer, which may be the best we could have hoped for in the first place.
Will Leach, author and Cardinals fan, is with us here on KMOX. And you mentioned Jordan Walker, and they did give him, they've been using the word runway all season long, and the idea that, hey, you go out there and play, you don't have to worry about getting sent down. But at some point, does there have to be a decision made if it doesn't start to dramatically improve for him? Or do you feel like you're seeing enough from him that he can and should stay right where he is?
You know, I talked about this with, of course, your colleague Bernie Nicholas on the Seeing Red podcast that we do every Monday. And he brought up a really good point, which is, on one hand, the nice thing about the offense playing the way that it is right now is Walker can still be given a little bit more rope in that, because the offense, like if the offense was really struggling the way we've seen, the way it did last year, for example, Walker's troubles would be really just killing you a lot of ways. But a lot of guys are picking up the slack right now. That allows Walker to, listen, some of his at-bats are very difficult to watch right now. He's very kind of in between. He's missing very hittable pitches because he's kind of like locked in his head. That, on one hand, is worrisome. On the other hand, he's not taking terrible at-bats. He's still working counts. You can see that he's got a plan up there. He's just kind of in between. I know that's frustrating for a young player. The physical talent is still there, and more to the point, when the offense is doing well like this, listen, Jordan Walker may have won that game for them last night with that play that he made in the ninth inning. You know, and it's funny to think how much we were fretting Jordan Walker playing right field. Is he ever going to figure it out? He has not only figured it out, there's an argument to keeping him in right field defensively, regardless of what he does with a bat right now, as well as he's playing out there. The old that was what Tony La Russa always said about Yadier Molina in his early part of his career. He said he's so good on defense, we don't care what he does with the bat. And you know what happened? Eventually, Yadi got good with the bat because he got the regular reps and he got that spot out there. I think Walker's defense right now is good, is so good, and like, that's what the Cardinals are winning with defense right now. They're winning pretty much across the board with outfield defense and infield defense. And Walker is actually an increasingly big part of that. Again, that was a fantastic play that he made last year. A year ago, he would have collided with Victor Scott. He collided with Dylan Carlson. Like, we saw that happen in the past. There, that was an absolutely fantastic play. And I think he's had so much value out there defensively, and there's still so much in that bat. He has an approach to the plate. It's not really working right now, but he does have an approach. I still think it's worth giving him continued role, particularly when the offense is otherwise performing the way that it is.
Yeah, that play closed out the game last night, and I thought it was going to drop. So I'm glad he was able to get there. So you know, you mentioned Victor Scott and how much fun he has been on the pitching side. Matthew Liberatore has been really, really good this year, and he got into the sixth inning last night. But it is an issue for me of looking at him and the fact that he is in the top of several statistical categories, you know, in the top 10 in the National League pitching wise. Are you surprised that he has been as good as he has?
I mean, listen, I was surprised he was in the rotation, you know, at the beginning of the year. But let's not forget, that was one of the last decisions that the front office made in spring training, was that Victor Scott and Matthew Liberatore, Victor Scott was going to be a starting center fielder and Matthew Liberatore was going to be in the rotation. Both of those decisions were considered surprising at the time. Not so much not because they had not earned it, but they're just not usually the type of decisions the Cardinals front office has made in the past. Usually they will do the path of least resistance and let the veterans have those spots. And I think it speaks well, obviously it speaks well to the players, but I think it also speaks well to the front office that they made that decision. Imagine what this team would look like right now if what we expected would happen, where Victor Scott was in the minor leagues and Matthew Liberatore was in Memphis as well to start the season. I think that them kind of having faith in what those guys did in the spring, the changes that they made, and both those players have talked about how their approaches coming in were so much different than they've been in the past. And I think you've seen the results of that. A lot of it is Liberatore's control. His strikeout to walk rate is one of the best in baseball right now. He didn't get quite as far last night, but he's actually been giving you some innings. He certainly got it to the guys that took you home last night. So Liberatore is one. Liberatore is the guy. It's not so shocking, right? We've seen Liberatore have moments. It's been a little frustrating waiting for him, but that's also kind of the nature of the times. He's not that old. I mean, we've about time, Liberatore. I mean, he's 24. I mean, give him a break. So, you know, I think that gets a little lost sometimes. But I do think that, like, this is the pitcher that they thought when they traded Randy Arozarena for him. And it's certainly paying off. To me, the encouraging thing, I've seen this consistently. You actually saw this when Ivan Herrera came back up. I think there's a general presumption that when Herrera came back up, he was not going to DH, or they would send down Pozo rather than Baker. They didn't. They actually said, you know what? They made the decision that seems unlike the general Cardinal character, but was probably the correct one. We've seen that consistently this season, and I think you're seeing the results from it.
Moving on to a completely different sport and a St. Louisan that we all pay attention to, Jason Tatum had a pretty bad injury last night in the game, and we don't know what it's going to do, you know, to his career down the road. But that was a really bad scene in that game with the Celtics and Knicks.
Particularly because that's one of the best games I've ever seen Jason Tatum play last night. He was just absolutely fantastic last night. And obviously there's many great games that he played in the regular season and postseason. One of the things that was interesting about that game, I will note you are talking to a Knicks fan right now, so keep that in mind. But the first three games in this series, the Celtics were so obviously the better team. The Knicks somehow came back and won in the first and second games, but really the clearly the better team was the Celtics. In this game, the Knicks actually looked the Celtics match. It just felt like Tatum was going to have such an incredible game that they were going to get away, that he was going to win the game for him on their own. I think by the time that he got hurt, the Knicks had kind of come back, and I think Tatum control of the game. But I think it speaks to just, like, Tatum is a player that I would argue nationally in the NBA scene is still not quite appreciated for being the, I mean, he's never won an MVP. He didn't start on the Olympic team, but he is a transcendent superstar. And I think he was, I think this was kind of the playoffs where he was starting to really show that, to show that, like, yes, I'm a part of a really, really good team, a team that's defending champ, but I am that inner tier superstar. You saw, I don't know how you could watch that game last night and not feel that way. He was an incredible player last night. So to have that happen against, you don't want to speculate, but you know that kind of injury, there's a very specific kind of reaction that everyone seems to have when you see an injury like that. That's certainly very worrisome. But you know, he's still young. You know, there have been players that have come back from the injury before. Kevin Durant has come back from if it does turn out to be Achilles injury, he's come back from an Achilles injury and come back, and he was older than Tatum when he suffered that injury. He's come back to be a great player again. I don't think we've like seen. It's a terrible injury if that's what it is, but it is not a career ending injury. We've seen people come back from it, but it's just a shame on a night where he was really so fantastic.
Well,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Will, just shifting gears yet again, because you're something of a renaissance man with sports, and then also you're writing, and you have a new book, Lloyd McNeil's Last Ride, about a cop who finds out he has months to live, realizes the money he saves isn't enough to provide for his son, but if he is killed in the line of duty, he would make more money, so he starts throwing himself into dangerous situations. Tell us about this book and the inspiration for it.
Yeah. Well, basically, he's trying to get himself killed and keeps failing and becomes like a big civic hero, which I thought was a kind of a funny idea. But I also like, you know, a lot of the book is, you know, it's about fatherhood and parenthood, really, in a general sense. You know, I think a lot about, you know, the world can feel a little crazy sometimes. And I think any parent can kind of look at their kids and be like, wow, what happened? How can I prepare them for this world? What is waiting for them once I'm gone? How are they going to be able to handle all this? And the idea of a police officer who's a good cop, a loyal cop, and maybe a different kind of cop than I think we've maybe seen in some other books before, the idea that he would have this conundrum put to him in a very strict timeline, have him be like, I have to figure out all of this. The book is structured where he actually writes letters to his son, Bishop, that to be found after he's gone, that kind of interspersed throughout the book, throughout the action. So hopefully it's funny. It's a funny concept, and hopefully I have fun with it. But it's also obviously a very wistful sort of idea. I've tried to make the funniest book possible, the funniest, most heartwarming book possible about a guy dying of a brain tumor. I did the absolute best I could in that regard.
That's quite an undertaking.
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out. What made you want to do it?
You know, I've written several novels now, and I like the idea of capture. Again, I think about fatherhood. I'm a parent. I'm a father of two boys. And the one's 13 and one's 10. And I think anyone that knows, particularly the 13 age, This is around the age where I've suddenly gotten super lame to hang out with.
Yep.
Like, it just happened out of nowhere. I don't know why. I thought I was cool, and then it just stopped immediately. And I'm not, obviously. I'm quite cool, no matter what my friend, my son and all of his friends say. But more to the point, it's a time where I think parents start to, like, oh, my gosh, my kid is going to be... Like, I've been raising this child since they were in diapers, and now they're going to be gone soon. They're fading away. How much influence can I have over them a little bit? What kind of lessons are there left to give to them that they'll even listen to me for? And so I thought this would be a really good kind of idea and a kind of concept to kind of capture that while still hopefully making it funny and kind of wistful as well.
Well, we are looking forward to reading it. It does come out May 20th. It goes on sale May 20th. It is called Lloyd McNeil's Last Ride. The author is Will Leach, who is a wonderful guest. We love having him on. We love talking Cardinals baseball with you. Will, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with this book.
Of course. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.